But I'm joined on the line by Phoenix FM presenter. He's also a comedian as well and a writer. It's Stuart Pink. He has the yet untitled rock show here on a Saturday, and also he's here on Fridays with 1-2-3 as well. So how are you doing?
I'm all right. Keeping busy. Still here, isn't it? Still here. How are you?
I'm fine. I haven't seen you. Is it a year?
Oh, do you know, it probably is, isn't it? A year. A whole year of this. Wow. I think next time I see you, you're going to go, you look like a different Guess Who character. You've got a beard and glasses.
Obviously a very attractive one. Now, for you, what
has
it been?
You've also got a beard and glasses since
I had that before. I had that, to be fair. you're a comedian outside of the radio show. What's been happening with lockdown? Have you been able to do any online gigs, or is it just completely no?
Well, it's a bit of a weird experience. You know when you go shopping and you get order a loaf of bread or some cheese, cheddar cheese, and they basically substitute cheddar cheese with halloumi, and it's just not the same thing. So comedy is the same. They do virtual gigs about people there laughing. It's a bit weird. It's just me talking to myself in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Which is, that happens anyway. That's happening every week on the radio. But, I've not really done much of the stand-up to my teddies in my room. But people have. I've been to a couple of online gigs. They're a strange experience, but bring back the rooms full of strangers in dark basement in pubs.
I mean, it's the same with music, but I think more so with comedy, because you fire off people, because you're not scripted when you do stand-up. If somebody starts laughing, you can take it on a different journey. That must be really difficult. If there's no audience there, it's very difficult to gauge how the material's going down.
Yeah, I mean, stand-up comedy is a conversation. It's a chat. You know what you want to get to, but usually you have a bit of banter and a bit of talk. And if no one else is talking back, it's very difficult. I'm used to that as well, but, you know, you usually get a laugh eventually. If you do a 10-minute set and no one said a thing and there's no noise, usually you leave with your towel between your legs. But that happens every time you do a Zoom gig. Yeah, that's been a strange experience. I think comedy needs to come back, but when we're allowed to be in the pubs again, that'll be when it happens.
Tell us about your very first stand-up gig. What was it like? Because I think people who do stand-up, it's probably the toughest thing to do in the entertainment industry, because you can't hide behind playing a guitar solo or play another four bars of that. They don't like it. You know, there's nowhere to hide.
Yeah, it is literally you, and you can see their faces. The thing I thought was scariest was that you actually saw all these eyes looking at you, and you can make out who's giving you the evils and who's laughing. My first gig, it was quite nice because I went on believe it or not, there's a stand-up comedy course. You can actually teach people to be funny, which surprised me.
Yeah.
And I went on this course, met a lot of great people, and the end of the course was this big gig, and they all brought their friends and family along. So, I mean, they kind of had a slightly biased audience, but it's such a nice way to start when you've got a room full of about 100 people who all want you to do well, and they laugh at your stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward when you're delivering your first stand-up set about your mum's bra shopping and your mum is in the audience. That was surreal and a baptism of fire. But it was a good experience doing it that way.
During your show, you normally do poetry, and you've actually put together a book which is out now. Tell everybody about the book and how you got the idea.
Oh yes, so every week on a Friday afternoon we used to read something funny from the news and have a laugh, and over the last year the funny stuff out of the news has sort of disappeared, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just mostly dark stuff. So I thought, one of the things I've always done, when I used to go around my nan and granddad's house, my nan used to sing a soppy song. My granddad has some infamous poems, and I used to just join in, do a bit of little silly poems and stuff. Grew up listening to Pam Ayres do her thing. And I thought, what we should do, perhaps we should do just a silly poem about whatever was happening. Because if you give me a subject, there's a way of saying it that's funny when it rhymes. It's a magical thing, a poem. Mm. So I thought, what we'll do, we'll take all this bad news and all this terrible stuff that's happening over the last year, and we'll craft them into a witty ditty. And that's what we've done since lockdown began, since we've been doing the witty ditties. It's turned into a bit of a history of the last year. Mm. Britain's fight with coronavirus, immortalised in verse. And I've decided to put it together into a book in the end, because I thought, well, we reached the year anniversary of COVID the other day since we've been in lockdown. And I thought, right, this is it. This is our entry into the history books.
Pandemic Poetry, the COVID Collections of Witty Little Rhymes.
Yeah, Pandemic Poetry, the COVID Collection, and it's a mass gathering of witty little ditties.
So can we hear maybe one or two?
Well, you can. You can. I've sent you the very expensive Amazon Kindle store book, which is available for entirely reasonable 99p.
Yes.
And I shall read. Would you like to hear the original witty ditty about the most famous witty
yes.
there's ever been?
Yes.
The man, the myth, the legend. So this is in honour of the witty we all know and love. We've seen a lot of over the last year or so. And it's called A Witty Ditty. There's not a thing about COVID that he doesn't know. The man with the answers, our chief CMO, king of the graphs and a member of SAGE. He's made government briefings all the rage. So this week's poem, Our Witty Ditty, is about the man, the myth, the prof, Chris Witty. While the global leaders couldn't decide, he was the first to tell us to stay inside. Because when push comes to shove, he's got the chops to close all the pubs, the schools and the shops. When they promised us Christmas, he cancelled last minute, protecting our hospitals while working within it. Still treating patients around the clock, while testing his patients was Matt Hancock. Wearing a face mask to cover his face, being dragged by Bojo all over the place, studying data, flattening the curve, fielding press conferences and holding his nerve. Will it ever be over? Will the R rate go down? Can I hug my granny? Who's vaccinated first? When will these restrictions ease? He's just telling it straight. Next slide, please. There is no job that's tougher than his. In charge of our health at a time like this. Never before has his day been so long. And never before has it all gone so wrong. But he's powering through, a leader of men. With endless daily briefings till God knows when. And that's why I've written this open letter to our hero, Chris Witty. Nobody does it better.
Hey, well done. So that's one of the poems, and they're all different. You've got, as you said, they're all different lengths of poems, all different subjects. So read us another one, Stuart.
This one I'm going to read you is slightly more my usual vibe when I write poems. This is about the real victim of the coronavirus. We've all given up a lot, we've all lost out on a lot, and lots have suffered. But the real victims of social distancing is, of course, the conga. You ever been in a conga? It's very difficult to do a socially distant conga.
I love this.
So this one is a little witty ditty called Oh, How I Long to Be in a Conga. It goes like this. Oh, how I wish life wasn't so sombre. Is it just me, or is this year getting longer? They say that the bad times can only make you stronger. But this year, it seems, there's a lot to conquer. We all have our worries about life, love and wonga. From Brentwood to Basra, Oslo to Onga. I'm a simple man with one dream to honour. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. Joined at the waist, together we wander. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. A human chain growing longer and longer. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. With Lisa, Simon, Andy and Rhonda. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. With anyone at all. Even Jane Fonda. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. Or even James Bonda. wearing a circonda, the chosen timepiece, the timing a conga. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. But with social distancing, you can't get any wronger. And that's why, for now, I can conga no longer. But one day soon, with COVID beyond you, the time will come to rejoin the conga. And a billion strong from Land's End to Onga. Oh, how I long to be in that conga. And in a single file line, together we'll wander. And one at a time, we'll make that line longer. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. We're in it together. One day we will conquer. And then again, forever we will conquer.
Hey! Anyone who can get Onga, Jane Fonda, James Bonda to rhyme with conga is a genius.
I thought we had to have Jane Bonda in there.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, that was absolutely brilliant. Now the book is out at the moment. You can where can people get hold of it?
You can get hold of it if you go to Phoenix FM. There's a link there, or the Phoenix FM website. There's also one on my website, which is stuartpink.wordpress.com, or if you go to the Amazon Kindle store and search for Pandemic Poetry, the COVID Collection. And you'll see a great picture of a little visual cue as to what's in the book, with toilet roll and masks and a cruise ship and a little virus spores, all illustrated by my artistically gifted sister, yes. Maddie.
Oh, wonderful. I've just got a message come in. I've been telling people that I'm learning the congas. Some have actually wondered, how are you managing that on your own? And he said, please tell me that man has recorded that. It was brilliant. That's from Rob, who's just messaged in. So he really enjoyed it. So, yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
That's always nice. maybe you can play congas while you're doing the conga. Maybe that's something planned for later. Could. Yeah.
Yeah. If you each had a conga in each hand, you couldn't actually touch each other, so that would be social distance conga with congas.
Yeah, don't touch me congas. Now, if you want to find out more about Stuart, you can go and have a look, as he said, all the www.phoenixfm.com, and you'll find the link to the book there. It's 99 pence. And if you want to find out more about the Untitled Rock Show, there is a Facebook page, and also you're coming up today on the show between 1 and 2 with 1, 2, 3.
I am indeed. There's another poem about a famous cruise ship which is currently stuck in the middle of Egypt, causing a bit of a stir.
Excellent. Lovely to talk to you. Hopefully we'll see you in the studio soon when all this madness is over. But thanks for joining us. And we've done our very first Zoom call on air for my show.
Zoom on the radio. Michelle, thanks for having me on. Thanks for doing what you do every day. You're a legend.
Thank you.
And I'm going to do a little I did. Can I do a little local radio I did?
Yeah, do it. Go on. Go for it.
Give me a D. Give me a U. Give me an N, N, O. What's that spell? Dunno. I do love local radio.
Thank you, Stuart. Have a good day. Take care, lovely.